The scissors are out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There is a striking symmetry this morning in what is highlighting America's financial fallout. People are getting pink slips in large numbers. The firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says there were nearly 1.25 million planned layoffs in the country last year, the most since 2003. Just yesterday, aluminum giant Alcoa announced it's cutting 13% of its workforce. Russian deliveries of natural gas supplies to Europe have almost completely stopped. Natural gas, of course, is used for heat, and fuel shortages are being reported at a time when it's really cold on the continent. It's all part of that ongoing feud between Russia's gas monopoly Gazprom and Ukraine. Stephen Beard joins us from London this morning. Stephen, I guess the question for us here in the United States is, will this affect our supply, the price that we pay here?
It seems very unlikely. The U.S. gets the vast bulk of its natural gas from its own territory and from Canada. Only a tiny fraction is imported in liquefied form from abroad.
This has been quite a back and forth, Stephen. The Russians and the Ukrainians have been blaming one another for stopping the flow of gas to Europe. Who's telling the truth here?
It's impossible to say. What we do know is that on January the 1st, the Russians cut off supplies to Ukraine. But what's been happening since then really is a matter of claim and counterclaim. The Ukrainians say the Russians have turned off the tap for all gas crossing Ukraine. The Russians, however, say, no, it's the Ukrainians who have turned off the taps in an attempt to drag the European Union into the dispute.
And Europe gets a lot of its natural gas from Russia, most of it through Ukraine. What are they saying about this crisis?
They are very mad. The European Commission says this is completely unacceptable. Russian and Ukrainian officials are going to meet in Moscow tomorrow, and EU officials will be going along in an attempt to really get both sides to resolve the dispute.
Stephen Beard joining us from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
In trading this morning, European markets are off just a bit. Paris, London, and Frankfurt all down slightly. London down the most at just more than 1%. Asian markets were mixed. Here at home, the Dow gained more than 0.5% yesterday, closing above 9,000. NASDAQ and S&P 500 shares were up as well. To amend a famous political line, it's the portability, stupid. The desktop PC just isn't competing with its lightweight cousin, the laptop, anymore. There wasn't a single desktop model in the top 10 at Amazon.com's Christmas list of best-selling PCs and hardware. 7 laptop models made that list. Analysts say lower prices, spiffier designs, and multi-use functions are all reasons why the laptop was computer king over the holidays, and the desktop was not.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
A lot of people want a piece of that economic stimulus pie, and with President-elect Obama's focus on the nation's infrastructure, some are challenging old-school thinking for greener pastures. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
State transportation officials have identified 5,000 projects they want funded. They say they could all start within 6 months and put several million Americans to work. Tony Dorsey is with the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. He says this kind of spending will create all sorts of jobs.
Not only boots on the ground at the construction site, but you're talking about white-collar jobs, engineering jobs, jobs in the architectural field. We're talking about jobs in steel plants and in concrete facilities.
But environmentalists and smart growth advocates say the wish list puts too much emphasis on highways and not enough on mass transit. They argue new roads especially just encourage more gas-guzzling pollution and sprawl. David Goldberg is with the nonprofit Transportation for America.
There are projects that have been in the pipeline for a while from a time when gas was cheap, when we were seeing a growth in driving every year. and it doesn't make sense to build them as though it were 1950.
States generally control how their federal transportation dollars are spent, but Colin Pappard at Friends of the Earth says his group is pushing for a mechanism in the stimulus bill that would screen projects to make sure the money is spent quickly and well.
And by well, I mean spent on projects that are going to reduce our use of oil and reduce our global warming emissions.
Pappard's group is reinforcing its rhetoric with online ads this week, urging Congress to ban new highway construction from the stimulus bill. The ads are headlined Road to Nowhere. But Tony Dorsey says critics are losing sight of the stimulus plan's main goal.
When you talk about green right now, the kind of green that most concerns our American worker is the kind that's going to pay the mortgage.
But transportation officials won't get everything they'd like. Their list costs $64 billion. Right now, the Obama team proposes only $25 billion for infrastructure, including school repairs. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
This is a big day for high-flying biofuels. Continental Airlines becomes the first U.S. carrier to conduct a biofuel-powered test flight. Can the alternative become a rival to jet fuel? From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sam Eaton.
Low-carbon biofuels could be the environmental holy grail for airlines, whose greenhouse gas emissions are expected to triple by mid-century. But the volatility of oil prices is also driving experimentation with biofuels. Leah Rainey is Continental's Global Environmental Affairs Director.
We'd like to have a stable fuel supply, and we'd like to have a reliable cost of fuel that we can forecast going forward.
Rainey says the biofuels they're testing are derived from algae and jatropha, a tropical shrub that doesn't compete with food crops. But scaling up biofuels for use on commercial flights could still be a decade away. Continental alone burns about 1.5 billion gallons of jet fuel every year. And at that scale, some environmentalists worry that biofuel crops like jatropha, now grown in arid regions, could begin to encroach on prime agricultural land. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. More at marketplace.org. Have a great day.
American Public Media.